Hello, greetings and welcome to the noise in the background is the official opening of a business in Cork called Curious Wines. I'm at a wine opening. There are people pouring bottles. I see Jeroboams. I see huge glasses that contain, and I'm right beside the owner of the business, who I'm not going to talk to because he has been spoken to on audio boo before. And your name is?
Michael Caine.
And Michael Caine, Curious Wines, is well enough already. What I'm really going to talk about is actually Bar Camp Cork, because I'm here with Brian Quinn. Brian Quinn, would you mind saying hello, Brian?
Hello.
That's Brian Quinn, and I'm here with Gordon Murray from
Murray and Salford.
Murray, and are you a business person?
I am.
And what? Just give a brief 20-second elevator pitch for your business.
I develop software for businesses, mainly email marketing software.
Wonderful. Well, that's enough about the business plug. Look, you and I have just been talking about an event that's going to happen in Cork in the autumn, right? It's under wraps. It isn't in the public domain. Is that right?
True.
It happened last year.
Yep.
Will you just give a tiny description of what actually happened last year?
Okay.
Do you mind if I spring that on you?
Sure.
Right? Just a brief description, because this is actually, well, Gordon will tell you himself.
The event is, it's called Bar Camp, and it's what's called an unconference, meaning on the day you can show up, attend talks, and all those talks are mainly techie, but not necessarily techie talks, and people can sign up and give a talk on the day. And it's all ad hoc and just going with the flow and people sharing information.
And look, I can back up what Gordon is saying, that it isn't all techie talk, because I went there last year, and in a real kind of impromptu short notice thing, I did a session which was offered to people called Madness and the Entrepreneurial Spirit, and nothing could have been less techie than the issue about whether there is indeed a relationship between madness and entrepreneurs. But look, back to Gordon. Gordon, tell us something else about the kind of people who were at Bar Camp last year, and if it ever runs again, hint, were the kind of people that might be found there in Cork at this. And I remember it was held in the CIA hotel, was it not, in Cork?
It was the airport.
Yeah, just say the full name of the hotel.
The Cork International Airport Hotel.
That's what I call the CIA hotel. Okay, what kind of people were there?
Business owners in Cork, but not necessarily Cork. Any business that was using the web in some way, promoting their own business.
I tell you, I remember SketchUp, right? Google SketchUp, I remember that. But I've got a lousy memory. Tell me one you remember from back then.
Well, organising last year, I didn't get to sit in on any of the talks.
All right. Well, I tell you what, there was one on hacking. There was one by a young crowd from youngsters who were couldn't have been more than about 18 years old.
James Welton.
And I remember there was the guy from Limerick who's very, very relatively well known. He won some sort of prize as a young scientist of the year, and he's very active on Twitter, and his name goes out of my head at this very
one
second. And he's Trust Tommy. Follow him. I tell you what, Trust Tommy. Anyway, who else was there? Can you remember?
There was a lot of businesses. There was a company from England, travelled over especially to give a talk on Erlang. It's a framework used to build all different types of applications.
Yeah, I remember it happened on a Saturday.
Yep.
And I remember it happened on the Saturday after Cork Meet, which is a very conventional business networking event that's scheduled to happen in Cork at the beginning of October. More about that on another occasion. But I went straight from the convention of Cork Meet, which was, rushing around meeting people, and then a business conference with David McWilliams. And I went to this. Look, let's talk about unconference, right? Because that really is the reason I got hooked into Bar Camp, the term unconference. Where does it come from?
I don't know where it originally comes from. It was originally started, I think, by Conor O'Neill and Damien Mulley a couple of years ago inside in the Webworks in City Centre. And the meaning of unconference means that there aren't too many talks officially lined up for the day. There's a whiteboard with slots in it, and if you feel like giving a talk on that morning, you can put yourself up and give a talk on something.
And people might not come at all, and you might have no audience.
Oh, well, last year anyway, we definitely had a good few speakers lined up already. We had, at any given time, there was three or four talks going on at once, and there was always at least one planned. So there was at least one talk to go to, and then people were able to opt in and give a talk of their own as well.
I've just remembered who was there. Sabrina Dent was there. Now, Sabrina Dent is my web designer. She has designed marketingrightnow.com website, and she gave a talk. And I'll never forget, it was the first time I'd ever seen her in the flesh. And I know that she used visuals, but I'm damned if I can remember what she spoke about. And you, of course, were the one of the organizers, stuck outside doing the admin, so you have every good reason for not being able to remember what happened in the room.
Well, knowing Sabrina, was probably about design and how she likes to do her work and just her way of working.
The other person I remember is Kira Feely. Findaconferencevenue.com. And findaconferencevenue.com, her business, actually, I think, was she the one who actually negotiated with the hotel or set up the relationship with the what I call the CIA hotel?
Yeah, it was. There was three organizers last year, myself, Kira Crossan, and Kira Feely. Kira Feely runs findaconferencevenue.com. And it's because of her relationship with the hotel that we were able to host the event there.
And I remember Kira Crossan because she was actually one of the speakers at the launch, the public launch of Cork Meet, the only woman who spoke at it. And she told a personal story about how she had gained, her business had gained by going to Cork Meet. So she's quite a heavy hitter in terms of success at networking. And I know that she, she was involved in carry a wife in Finland, wasn't it?
Yeah, the wife carrying competition. She's been doing it for a couple of years. And I think there's an Irish version in Sneem, and I think the winners go on to Finland or somewhere.
Tell me, if you do bog snorkeling, you don't get to carry a wife, do you?
Not that I know of. I only heard about bog snorkeling recently.
The other people who were actually involved in that in a small way is Pat Phelan, Max Rome, because I know carry a wife crowd went off with a Max Rome sim in their smartphones, and they actually won some sort of prize at that.
Did they? I know they travelled by bus. Kira and the Wedding Dates team, they travelled by bus up to Finland, and they travelled through several countries in a bus, and Max Rome gave them a SIM card so that they could update their website and the blog and Twitter and all that while travelling.
I think they won the prize for the funniest thing. I don't know whether that meant, I don't know what that meant, but they certainly did. Anyway, look, it's great to meet you again. If Barcamp happens, James, you know who. We'll meet again.
Yeah, when it happens, pay attention to the blog.
If it does, there is a Barcamp blog?
There is Barcamp, barcampcork.com blog and Twitter account as well.
So Barcamp?
Cork.
C-O-R-K blog. Okay, that's easy, folks. Okay, there you have it, folks. Look, this started as a wine reception. I'm going to go back and drink some of this wine and pay some attention to the food, which has all been prepared by a woman called Margaret Smith, whose business is called Num Num, if you can spell that. Anyway, you can find her. If you try Googling that, you'll get her whatever spelling you put in. There are lots of M's and N's, but her food is shit hot. Okay, all the best. Follow Manny saying goodbye.